النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was this beautiful fountainhead of wisdom and knowledge. He had complete mastery over all of the Islamic sciences, but he was also a master upon the non-Islamic sciences. He was the honorable direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And His Eminence Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, the 10th divinely appointed successor, and the 10th divinely appointed trustee of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. During the imama of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, the Abbasid Caliph Mutawakkil had the most bitter enmity against Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and this was due to the special respect and honor that was given to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Mutawakkil Abbasi imposed a severe house arrest upon the 10th divinely appointed Imam. He monitored all his activities, he pinpointed his followers, and prevented legal dues from coming to Imam al-Hadi. He even tried his best to prevent scholars and narrators from associating with the divinely appointed Imam. Unfortunately, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam suffered a lot during the reign of Mutawakkil Abbasi.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira, issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabih at-tuja wa a'lam at-tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifat.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, His select, His party, the case of His knowledge, His argument, His path, His light, His proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So yes, dear friends, we are here talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. One of the things that was quite common and was something that was asked quite a bit from the divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, was the issue of zakat. Now, zakat is this tax, Islamic tax, and it is one of the effective programs that Islam has established as a fundamental part of its economic system. Of course, it is one of the best means to pluck out the roots of poverty and wretchedness and economic disenfranchisement in society. And so, because it was such a fundamental part of Islam, we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam in many different conversations had to talk about these things and explain these things. It's interesting, one of the conversations that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has with one of his companions is whether or not an unbeliever can be given this zakat, they can be given this money from this Islamic tax. And so in reply to this question, in this conversation, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam says that, well, the question was specifically about those who believe in the embodiment of God, this tajassum, this idea that God has a body. And so in this sense, one who believes in the embodiment of God, of course, they are not considered to be believers. And so here they asked Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam whether it was permissible to give such an individual who believed in the embodiment of God from the zakat or not. And Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam replies that do not give whoever believes in embodiment from the zakat and do not offer prayer behind them. So even if this individual is quote-unquote somebody who is praying five times a day, but they believe in the embodiment of the Almighty Allah or the embodiment of God, one cannot offer prayers behind them. And not only that, but of course, that they are not allowed to be given from the zakat money. And in general, we find, according to the jurisprudential laws of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, that an unbeliever is also not supposed to be given from the zakat. There are certain categories which can be given the zakat money, and they are delineated in the fiqh and jurisprudence of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. But again, the importance of giving zakat and the importance of not giving zakat to those who are undeserving of it. This is Dialogue. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.